with their razor wire fences and their 6,000 troops. Maybe I will just start calling them the Department of Fence. They're not defending this country very well on the southern border, but they're defending all the folks in Congress in D.C. from you. They don't understand we're too fucking broke to go to D.C. We're too tired. We're too busy trying to put food on our table to go to D.C. and play grab ass with those weirdos. So the Department of Defense that should be protecting us on our southern border is just basically become the Department of Fence. I like that. So sometimes Freudian slips and little mistakes, you can turn them into gold. Rumpelstiltskin over here. Just under 40% of U.S. Marines are refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine. Marines with an average age of 25. It puts them roughly at 0.18% risk of death. They're refusing to take the jab. Where's this from? Which doesn't prevent one from getting COVID-19. Let's break this down. What is this trying to say, real quick? I got to read this on the fly. Okay. This correctly categorizes the situation. It's saying, I went into my smart-ass voice right away. There's going to be another one of these pontifications and editorializing about how safe the vaccine is. But it's quite opposite, which is refreshing because it's based on facts and not fiction. It says the vaccine doesn't prevent one from getting COVID-19, doesn't prevent one from falling ill, and doesn't prevent someone from transmitting it. Those are all true. Who could have guessed that extraordinarily fit people with a minimal chance of death don't want to inject the most rushed vaccine in history? Well, of course, the Navy. The Navy's probably not happy about that. That dope who runs the Department of Fence, he wants everybody vaccinated. That's why he was put in place. That's why he's a puppet. He doesn't have the credentials to be anything but a puppet. His entire career, he's been a puppet. And he hasn't even been good at that. He hasn't even been good. He hasn't even excelled at mediocrity. And where do you end up if that's the case? You end up in D.C. According to the data, approximately 75,500 Marines have been vaccinated. Well, about 50,000 have declined. Wow, thanks for the math. The overall acceptance rate is 61.1%. Thanks for the basic math. This must be, where is this from? I think Brian Stelter wrote this on the toilet. He wrote this on the shitter after his third sheet kick. The rate of decline vaccines was as high as 57% at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Due to the Vaccines Emergency Use Authorization by the Food and Dope Administration, Drug Administration, the military can't force service members to get vaccinated. In fact, they can't force you to get vaccinated either. A little known fact. The government, see, this is their problem. The government cannot force a mandatory vaccination under an emergency use authorization. And that's not going away anytime soon. So all the bullshit about, oh, we're going to force a vaccine. The military can't do it, and neither can the FDA. Under emergency use authorization. And there's debate now that these things aren't even fucking vaccines. We discussed that a little bit on Hot Wire tonight on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And we'll discuss it further in the coming days on Hotwire as we're gearing back up after a tough couple weeks here, believe me. And you can tune in to Pain After Dark from last Saturday. Get caught up on that. I don't have the time and wherewithal to tackle that. If you want to get in the know, get in the know. Let's see what we got left here. I don't need no doctor. Okay, well, we'll thank you for Humble Pie for 6 minutes of background music. And there's still another 3 minutes left of the song. And we don't play enough of those folks. There's so much music. We don't get to everybody. Hardly any. We're just scratching the surface. Of course, a lot of stuff we can't play because it's not licensed. But one day, perhaps, as we continue to grow, that could change. We could add a lot more. No, we have a lot of music. We've added a lot of music, and we spent a lot of resources on music. But we have to curb it back now, and we're happy with what we have. And one day when we get bigger and more successful with more support, we can add more music. So I get requests all the time. Play this song, play that song, play this song. Well, we research them all. If you hear them, then they're licensed. If not, they're not licensed. And we got to play it straight down the middle here because I don't want any problems with these tyrants and social media and other places. So we play it down the middle and we play it straight. Headline, DARPA is working on an implantable microchip to detect your virus. DARPA is another another acronym for the Department of Fence. I really like that a lot. I really like that a lot. Let's go with some rat since we're talking about DARPA.
That's not funny, man. My uncle works for DARPA. He's not a rat.
Oh, he's not? I'm sorry.
Have some cheese.
The Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency is working on a COVID vaccine that will work on all variants and has developed an implantable microchip that it says will continuously monitor the human body for signs of the virus. Now, we had this in the rotation, this story, earlier today as I picked out the songs. And right before we turned on the mic, I heard from our friend and previous guest on Pain After Dark, Mr. Gold. And he sent me a link to the story, Dustin Gold, and he said, conspiracy theorists? Regarding the microchip, because a number of months ago, that dope Bill Gates was saying and talking about technology to implant a microchip into people for medicinal reasons. And then he backed off because he let it slip out in one of these Reddit AMAs. Ask me anything, right? He let it slip out and he backed off and said, oh, that's conspiracy theory. Well, here we are a couple months later. It's the damnedest thing. All these conspiracy theorists keep calling these conspiracies time and time again. And it turns out there was never a theory. It was just simply a conspiracy. But people who don't have any fucking idea what they're talking about and who are brainwashed and they're literally... Cue up the cranberry zombie. I think we have it queued up. They're zombies. That's the first fallback. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're spreading conspiracies. No, you're just fucking stupid. And you haven't done the homework or put the time in. So that's your fallback. Because if you knew what the hell you were talking about, you'd be able to come up with a much better comeback, a much better a dissertation, a response, at least educated, instead of just rambling out like Snopes or like some of these other dopes that you're just a conspiracy theorist. That's like a badge of honor now to be called a conspiracy theorist. That's a badge of honor. As long as you're not talking about stupid things. Because time and time again, guess what? you're right. So when they line up and they call you that, it's like, that's cool. But they get upset about it because I've been right time and time and time and time and time again. So what does that make me? I guess that makes me a conspiracy predictor, not a theorist, because these are not theories. The Pentagon, you can't even make it up. So it was a conspiracy theorist who said that you'd be able to plant a microchip for medicinal purposes, and Bill Gates was talking about it. What did Bill Gates? Oh, I wonder if Bill Gates is working with DARPA. Do the math. Look at this dope. Retired Colonel Matt Hepburn, an Army infectious disease physician, which means he didn't know what the fuck he was doing. That's why he was working for the Army. Holding up a vial of green tissue like gel, which contains the chip. I think maybe you got one of those Tide Pods mixed. Put a Tide Pod in people. Enough dummies have already done that, Hepburn. Hepburn proclaimed while holding up the green tissue like gel. You put it underneath your skin, and what that tells you is that there are chemical reactions going on inside your body. And that signal means you're going to have symptoms tomorrow. Yeah, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of symptoms tomorrow as your immune system fights a tissue like gel, a tissue like green gel. You're going to have a lot of fucking symptoms, Hepburn. The first two or three people that go down the tubes for this, you're going to be nicknamed Windburn, not Hepburn. It's like a check engine light, Hepburn added, noting that those with the chip would get the signal, then self-administer a blood draw and test themselves on site. Yeah, that's just what I want. An 85-year-old family member who can barely get around, wielding a needle, and who's on blood thinners, wielding a needle to administer a blood draw and test themselves and bleed the fuck out. We have that information in 3 to 5 minutes. Yeah, we have. You notice what he said? You self-administer a blood draw and test themselves on site. We have that information in 3 to 5 minutes, not you. The Pentagon and the Department of Defense has. As you truncate that time, as you diagnose and treat, what you do is you stop the infection in its tracks. Oh, thanks a lot. What infection? The fuck are you talking about? Boy, this sounds like a... How many dopes are going to line up for the fucking chip? That'll be the thing.
If you got the vaccine, you need the chip now. And it's a 1-2 punch. We can really keep an eye on these variants.
If you want to know the truth about variants, you need to listen to tonight's Hotwire. These dopes in the Pentagon, the same guys who said they're weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, now they're going to implant something into you. Besides bullshit, misinformation, and propaganda, they implant that every day. Are you going to let a government agency who caters to the lowest bidder plant a tissue-like, green tissue-like gel, which contains a chip, into your body, manufactured by the lowest bidder, which I can guarantee is in China? They don't tell you that, because nobody in the fucking United States is making a microchip. Hepburn also declared that DARPA has developed a filter to remove the virus from the blood via a dialysis machine. Oh, a dialysis machine. It's a pocket dialysis machine. It comes in the bottom of a box of Cracker Jacks. It's run by a hamster wheel. All you got to do is report to your local Department of Defense outpost and get hooked up to their dialysis machine. The Department of Defense is now, I think, the place of a hospital. I wouldn't trust these guys, okay? with a pancake breakfast. But don't worry, they're going to implant a microchip into you. And what's going to happen to all the data that it feeds back? Where does the data go? And what can they make that green tissue-like gel, which contains a microchip, what can they make that chip do? Does anybody know? The next song seems like it's very appropriate. I need a drink. Somebody. Forget about E Pluribus Unum, the Latin saying on the United States currency and on United States seal, official seal, government seal, etc. Forget about E Pluribus Unum, which Latin means from many equals or comes one. They should just change that to use somebody. There's another scientist, Dr. Dope. I don't even know how to pronounce this guy's name. It's like being on fucking... it's like being on a Wheel of Fortune and missing a bunch of vowels, so I'm not even going to try it. Pentagon scientist, Dr. Blah, 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 blah. Dr. Consonant also highlighted that the military is developing a one-size-fits-all vaccine for COVID, commenting, "This is not science fiction. This is science fact." Oh, we've heard that before. Killer viruses that we haven't seen or even imagined will be protected against. Not me. Not me. You fucking droids can walk around with your chips and your poison and whatever the hell else you want. I'm just going to be me. I'm going to ride that bitch out until the end. Anybody who trusts these people are fucking idiots. You deserve what you get. I hate to break the news to you. That's as honest as you can be. You're going to line up for these people? Whatever. Knock yourself out, man. Shorter lines for me at the grocery store. What they should call these things are Darwin 1, Darwin 2, and Darwin 3. The host of natural selection vaccines. And natural selection microchips. The government now has gone from locking you into your house to putting a diaper on your face to shaming you into putting an unproven chemicals into your body to now talking about planting a microchip from the lowest bidder. And what could go wrong? Okay. Headline, Christians tear down a fence around Grace Life Church. There's a video on this. Let's go with a little, we'll do a little intro and a little Pavarotti. Some church music. Hundreds of, you know what, these Canadians are showing us something here in the U.S., especially the folks in Calgary. This is another story in Calgary where the people are just pissed off now. I've been to hockey games in Calgary. My son's played in Calgary. He played a year in Canada. and played with kids from Calgary. And it's a, I think it's a tougher area than BC and Toronto proper, etc. You've seen a lot of scraps in Calgary, a lot of scuffles and a lot of fights and stuff, which is his kind of game. He loved it, but feisty up there. It's good stuff. And just as they would stick up for teammates or a goalie on the ice, they're sticking up for what rights they have left in Calgary. And we could take some lessons from these folks. We had a story last week, a week and a half ago, right after Easter, about a Reverend Pulaski who chased cops out of his church on Easter weekend. We were trying to stormtrooper everybody out the door because the congregation and the gathering, quote-unquote, violated COVID rules. He fucking chased them out, man. It was like Jesus kicking ass in the temple, knocking over the tables of the money changers, etc. I mean, we had the video on here. It was epic video. And now in the same exact province, we have other folks standing up for their own rights and their own religious rights against the government again. And the people in the U.S. could take some lessons from this. Let's go to the video. Well, we'll do a little intro and then go to the videotape. Hundreds of Canadian Christians gathered on Sunday at the Grace Life Church in Edmonton, Alberta. It's a tough province, man. Played all through Alberta, Calgary, and it's a tough province. There's some real hardcore dudes that don't like to be pushed around. I know, I've seen it firsthand. When your kid's on the ice, you understand. When you've been coaching and taking him to different places for 15 years, you understand everything that's happening. And you know that this is going to be an easy place to play. This is going to be a tough place to play. This is going to be a long fucking week. This is going to be a long weekend. Get the vitamins ready and get the ice ready. Comes off the ice. And the gauze for the fists. So we're back in Alberta. Again, government officials shut down the church for allegedly violating public COVID-19 health orders. They love this. They love barreling in here and fucking with churches. On this one, they set up a fence and they had 200 fucking SWAT cops making sure nobody could get to church. These are fucked up people. You guys who are cops who are doing this, you're lowlifes, you're scumbags. Get a real job. And I hate to break the news to cops out there. It's episodes like this. Doesn't even have to be in this country. You're eroding that blanket of support you've had from good people. You're eroding. You're pissing it away. That blanket is frayed now. It's frayed. And it keeps coming apart one thread after another with stories like this. And eventually, the courtesy you get from people and the support you give from people, you're going to piss it away. Actually, you're already pissing it away. I talk to a lot of people. And that's going to create problems for you guys. You better pick a fucking side, and it better be the right side. Hassling people at a church, putting up a chain link fence like a bunch of fucking assholes. Unbelievable. Go watch the Waco videos. You want another Waco on your hands? Is that what you want? Yeah, it probably is what you want. You guys are sick fucks. Power hungry, sick, and don't have enough intestinal fortitude to stand up to these tyrants who tell you what to do. You're nothing more than a robot. There's one place you can all go as far as I'm concerned. You want to attack good people who pay your salary? What's the matter with you people? If you go looking for trouble, you're going to find it. Just like the assholes did at Waco. They created their own reality. They created their own problem by going there heavy-handed like a bunch of fucking cowboys. You go looking for trouble, you're going to find it. It's Isaac Newton. Look it up, you dopes. Authorities erected a chain link fence to prevent the House of Worship from reopening last week. On Sunday, worshipers tore down the barricade and quickly met by a large contingent of police. Should be proud of yourselves out there. Your cops are really fucking protecting the public. It's a disgrace. The music just shut off. Good, good. For dramatic effect, I appreciate it. Yeah, we'll start the song over again. Fuck it. We're dealing with reality now. There's no more sense of sugarcoating it. If you're gonna set up camp as a riot cop against the public because they want to go to church, then you're part of the problem. Your Honor, permission to treat the witness as hostile. Alberta Health Services physically closed the Grace Life Church. These are the same dopes who sent those Calgary cops to the church. They wouldn't let anybody near the church. And health officials said the church would remain closed until the Grace Life Church can demonstrate the ability to comply with the Alberta Chief Medical Officer of Health's restrictions. Yes, we have to fight this invisible virus. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police even closed off the access roads in front of the Church of the Public. Now they're acting as stupid as they look. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police and those red wool get-up that they wear. I never understood that. With the hat? Hey, man. Yogi Bear and Boo Boo already have a park ranger, okay? What the hell are you people doing? Well, we know what they're doing. They're playing grab ass. Better loosen some of those buttons on your wool coat, Paddington. It's cutting off the fucking circulation of your brain. I don't know where this stuff comes from. Fences went up around the Grace Life Church Wednesday morning. Closed it down. RMCP, the police are controlling traffic at every entrance near Grace Life Church. The north entrance is completely blocked. Yeah. We'll see about that. Approximately 400 people gathered outside the church on Sunday. The Christians were not able to get inside the church, so they sang hymns and listened to Bible readings outside the building. And Bible readings many times lead to public beatings. People get pissed off. This is what our government doesn't want you to be able to do. They don't want you to congregate with 400 other people, or even four other people in bars, etc. Because you'll start to plot against their sorry asses. And don't think it doesn't happen. That's how this fucking country was created. You can type into your favorite search engine, Green Dragon Tavern, and get yourself a little education. Now, these people know this. And the cops and the dopes in Edmonton and Alberta thought, oh, if we close the church down, these people won't come around. And we'll put a fence up, too, to make sure that deters them. Well, and we'll send 200 police officers in riot gear to disperse the crowd outside a church. They've learned nothing from Waco. I know I'm using an extreme example, but it's the same shit. It's tyranny by despots who want to control you and take your freedoms away. It's as simple as that. Let's see the video. Man, we are rocking and rolling tonight. Hell in a bucket. That's where you all can go. Cops. That church. Let's go to the videotape here. Oh, shut up.
Keep it calm. Keep
I'm sure the RCMP will be contacting the FBI to assist in tracking down some of these dangerous churchgoers, teaching them a lesson. It's a good thing you put up a chain link fence. I have a feeling you put up a wooden fence. It looked like the fucking burning bush out there. About 150 Moseses, lighter fluid in a dream. It's insane. It's insane. This is what they're focused on. This is what you're, it's really incredible. This is what your tax money goes to. Your tax money is being used against you like a weapon. And it's just proof that the protection racket that I've talked about, I think prophetically on here, for the last year and a half, etc., going back to other platforms we were on, 2 years, 3 years now, has nothing to do with borders. It has to do with the Great Reset, Global Reset, and this is playing out all over the world as we see it. Played out in the UK on Christmas, a Polish church in West London, and they folded like a cheap suit. Those Polacks. My Polish grandmother would take a rolling pin to that whole crowd. Make some pierogies and kick a little ass for being pussies. My grandma didn't play, man. And neither did any of my relatives. The Polacks don't play, man. Maybe that's where the fighting spirit comes from that I have. Polish, Irish, German. And ancestors and grandparents and great-grandparents and parents and examples and aunts and uncles that did not play games. Did not play games. You step out of line, you got to answer for it. And I hearken back to earlier in the show. What was a better country, that or timeout, where you get a trophy for getting your ass whooped? What was a better country? What is and what was a better country? Now there's a, let's see, we got one. One story I wanted to get to because we've talked about this before at great length. And we talked about this weeks ago on our platforms, and now it's coming true, so to speak. It's the damnedest thing about these conspiracy theorists who know what they're talking about. Just weeks or months after they're labeled a conspiracy theorist for spreading a so-called conspiracy theory, what they said comes true. There's never an apology or never a follow-up. You know what, though? After a while, people know what the fuck's going on out here. They know who's telling the truth. They know who understands the fucking street. They know who has the vibe, who's got the beat on what's going on. We don't need dopey fact-checkers to do their fact-checking for idiots that don't have the wherewithal to tie their own fucking shoes to begin with. People who want to be in the know, they get in the know and they know where to go. Small business closures soar back near pandemic peak as financial hopelessness builds. Remember PPP was a bridge program? Well, the PPP standard for piss. And as we talked about earlier, everything Biden's doing, and as we've talked about in previous weeks, everything he's doing has nothing to do with benefiting small business. It used to be the engine that ran the nation's economy. Now they want to put a blanket over it, put a mask on, a giant plastic mask, and smother it, suffocate it. And 22% of U.S. small businesses were closed in February. Oh, what about all the stories about the uptick? There's no fucking uptick. 22% of U.S. small businesses were closed in February, and that's up since October when it was 14%. And we're back near May, the peak of the pandemic, May 2020, when 23% of all U.S. businesses were closed. So all that PPP scheme, where everybody got rich and all the fraud and the mental midget, the mental munchkin, Mnuchin. I told people It was a grift before it even got off the ground. I said, this is a heist. I don't give a fuck who's the president and who's the Treasury Secretary. This is a heist. And it was. Rife with fraud. Rife. And there's no sense of offering people a financial or economic band-aid when what they really need is a tourniquet. Because what started out as a cut has been exacerbated by the federal government taking a chainsaw to your business, and you hand them a fucking band-aid after you've severed a limb. What do you think's going to happen? And again, we talked about this. It's so frustrating because we've been calling this shit time and time again. I'm going to have to get one of those Ricola horns and stay. Ricola! Every night. 51% of businesses now surveyed said they're not planning to rehire former employees within the next 6 months. You know what, guys? I hope you took your PPP money and you put it in the bank. When the government dug you a hole, I hope you used it to dig yourself out. Fuck them and their pay us back shit. Just fold up the company and move on. These people are criminals, what they did to you. People who have generations, their grandparents, their parents, third generation, fourth generation businesses, wiped out by these bureaucrats and these criminals and liars, career liars. Guys like Christopher Ray are standing around with his thumb up his ass like little boy Blue. Businesses owned 20, 25, 26 years down the drain, 30 years down the drain, collapsing. Nobody cares. You try competing with the big box stores and the big fucking restaurants who have massive credit lines to carry them through these things. You try competing with that as a mom and pop shop when they limit you to take out only, etc. You try competing with that on a long-term basis and see how long you survive. It won't be long, believe me. They offer you a Band-Aid when you need a tourniquet or you need surgery. Here's a Band-Aid. Oh, and you have to pay us back. Fuck off. Pay you back. We pay you in blood and sweat every day with all the taxes they nickel and dime us with. Thanks for ruining my life. It's insane. There's no other word for it. I use that word a lot, but it's, I don't know. Just defies everything I've been taught, everything we've been taught about this country. You know, I had another really good conversation with one of my sons, and I said, man, it's, whoops, that's my face. I said, it's really crazy the way the country has fallen recently. The 180 it's done, and now we have bright... Yeah, bright folks, bright young folks. There is hope out there. And I'm not just tooting my own horn. Thought we could get through a whole show without Spotify crapping the bed, but what do you want for $56 billion market share? Market cap. $56 billion, they can't play a fucking song. So stupid. We are changing over, but it's a process. Anyway, talked a lot. I don't know what we have, 20,000 words? Fucking around. 5,000 words every half an hour. That's what it comes down to. If I'm on here 2 hours, that's 20,000 words.
He made a couple mistakes, Mildred. We had 3 words out of 20,000. He better pick his game up.
You try saying 20,000 words every night after you've already spoken probably 40,000 words. See how it goes for you. I don't even know what I was saying, but anyway. Oh, I know what I was saying, yes. Boom. Memory's working today. Vitamins are paying off. Vitamins and rest. I said it's really incredible what's happened to this country. And I didn't expect the answer that I got. And he said that maybe he was just hyped up for a long time. Maybe he just didn't realize it. They just did such a great job of selling the propaganda and bullshit. They hyped it up. They sold it. And eventually somewhere along the line, they said, fuck it. He didn't say fuck it. I said fuck it. Let's just call it for what it is and let's do what we want to do against these people. And that's life. No more pretending. No more spin. No more bullshit. Let's just do it. And that's why things have changed so fast. And I said, you know what? It makes a lot of sense. In other words, maybe it wasn't all that for a long time to begin with. That does make a lot of sense to me. And don't lie to me. Don't You Lie to Me by Chuck Berry. Well, for the next story, of course, we know it was all bullshit again. Another COVID myth dies a vicious death. Hand sanitizer. Heaps of hand sanitizer. Sanitizing things. Cloroxing things. All stemmed. Remember the CDC selling this bullshit and Fauci selling this bullshit? Just one of the many, many, many lies in a bag of lies that continue to mount. All this stemmed from the belief that the germ lived on surfaces and in spaces.
It can live on a space for up to 16 days.
Survey says, lie. We said that was a lie back in the day. It seems like it was 10 years ago. It was 10 months ago. Of course, all this was drummed up in the small acorn-sized brain of Fauci and his winged monkeys. Who have... It's incredible. You can't see the virus, so it really could be anywhere. Remember these dopes? It's in it. Even Trump. It's an invisible virus. That's the enemy. It's the enemy. Yeah, okay. Then they use the media to hype up the rest, sell the rest, and scare the shit out of you.
COVID could be in any room, on any surface. If you get a package in the mail, you have to spray it down with Clorox in your front yard, wear a hazmat suit.
We got idiots doing this. My wife, she's got all these wipes, Clorox wipes. Something comes from Amazon. She's like ready to wipe it down. I said, give me that fucking box. Take out a pocket knife. I rip it open like a man. The only thing missing was a Viking hat. a Viking hat. And a big chicken leg, a big turkey leg in my other hand. Give me the box for fuck's sake. These people got everybody freaked out. People getting out, delivery people wearing hazmat suits. Hey, take off the beekeeper helmet, pal. My driveway's tricky. These dopes, DC, they turned you actually against physical things. They became the enemy. Boxes, bags, items. Anything. Pencils, pens. You go to a place that has two cups, clean pens. And then you put after you touch a pen, you put it in another cup. This used to be a once great country, and this is the innovation we're coming up with. Two cups for pens because everybody's fucking scared.
We have to take the salt and pepper shakers off the table. It's because of the virus.
Cement heads we're dealing with. Cement heads. That's all there is to it. I bet some Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan, Don't You Lie to Me. There's no more physical menus. You have to scan a QR code. Scan a QR code? I can barely read. My old ass. I got to scan a code and not eating here. Get the fuck out of here. Put a menu on the table, you morons. Think about it. You have to scan a QR code. You don't think my fucking phone has COVID by now? That's a surface. That's a dirty surface. But wave that around in your restaurant and scan a stupid code so I can see what's on your shitty menu. That makes a lot of sense.
Because we could have menus because that could spread the virus.
But this fucking phone can't? Touchless was the new goal, remember? It turns out brainless was really the new goal.
You can't touch anything. You can't touch anybody.
The bad news for the Clintons. Bill Clinton and his crew. Didn't seem to slow down the governor of New York. Jesus, I mean, you can't even. Well, anyhow, let's get to the facts here. The CDC, on April 5th, the CDC page, it talked about this and what the moves you have to make to sanitize surfaces was replaced by a much simplified set of instructions, which includes now the discreet note, in most situations, the risk of infection from touching a surface is low. Oh, is that right? How much money did you make fucking Procter & Gamble and Clorox and all these companies? Again, they grifted you, hand sanitizer. Clorox wipes. Dopes waiting and fighting each other in line at Costco over Clorox wipes and toilet paper. Might save that stuff. You're going to need it for a tourniquet as the government continues to bleed you out. Billions of dollars spent on cleaning products. Companies hiring cleaning companies to come in and spray every day. Like everybody's been infected with fucking Ebola. Thanks to Fauci. This Fauci, think about how much chaos these guys have created in the entire world. The entire world was dousing themselves and everybody else and everything else with Clorox and hand sanitizer and soap and whatever else they could find. And Fauci just living it up. Him and his fucking wing monkeys just living it up. It's one scheme and one scam after another, as we've said on here for a long time. Again, let's go back a little bit. For the folks that watched Hotwire and listened to Hotwire, Fauci and his wing monkeys and his asshole buddies, the dopes in the CDC and the idiot running the White House that ushered all this shit in, okay? They never produced one iota, one ounce of evidence that anyone had ever gotten COVID by touching a contaminated surface. Not one fucking person did they prove that. Now you combine that with what I said tonight on Hotwire, and it starts to really resonate what I'm talking about. There was no evidence. Not one piece of evidence. It's all bullshit. These guys, they are brokers of fear and lies. That's what they do best. And they had the media, the crooked media, sell their shit upside down and sideways to spread the fear. And that's what all these motherfuckers are about. That's all they've ever been about. And they are professionals at it. There's never been evidence that one person ever got sick by touching a contaminated surface. They never produced any evidence. No data. I said, we're going to follow the science. You're going to follow your puppet masters. That's all you've ever followed. They produce no evidence. Just like time and time again, they produce no evidence to back up any of their claims on anything. Because by the time you start to smarten up, they throw some other bullshit against the wall and distract you. whether it's some kind of a trial, whether it's some kind of a situation at the border, or whether they just completely change gears into a 180 on their previous stance having to do with coronavirus, like they just fucking did. And if your head's not spinning by now, you might be a cyborg. And guess what's going to happen? Nothing. The dopes at the grocery store, the dopes at Wawa, who spray everything every 5 fucking minutes to try to choke you out with bleach, they're still going to be doing the same goddamn thing, disinfecting everything they can. I guess they're going to be customers there saying, "You're supposed to be cleaning surfaces. Don't you know healthy? What do you mean? What do you mean the CDC said it's safe? It's not safe. It's definitely not safe. I don't feel safe." You have to deal with these dopes. You run an establishment. So you know what you figure as a manager? I saw this at Citigroup all the time. They say, look, the path of least resistance here, let's just keep doing the same thing we're doing, even though it doesn't make sense, because it'll take more time and money to explain it to people. So don't expect it to end, even though the CDC says you don't have to do it. The new norm, the new normal is insanity. It's going to take years, folks. I'll say this right now, because it's been a year and many folks are still asleep at the wheel. Many of my friends are fucking lost. I just, whatever. Have fun. Knock yourselves out.
What do you know about anything? You think you know more than us, don't you? You think you're special.
I've been doing this. This is my life. The fuck do you people do? You don't know what the hell you're talking about. I might know what I'm talking about. I've spent enough time working on it. It's going to take years before people can come to terms with the reality and the scandal that much of what these carpetbaggers in D.C. and in Virginia and Maryland and in Atlanta, these government carpetbaggers and their wing monkeys, their doctors that they have in their pockets, etc., and the media. The what these people sold is science. Science and data we're following is nothing more than bullshit, propaganda, lies, misinformation, and much of it was just made up out of thin fucking air. We'll talk about stuff on surfaces. They made it up on the fly. And it's all false and lies. And again, even when you present that to people, people are like, "No, it's not. We're in danger." This is how fear works. They're the best at it, as I said. They'll come out eventually and say, "You know, you don't have to wear masks anymore, I don't think. Or you don't have to wear 4 masks anymore, 3 masks or 2. Because they might not work either." Gee, I wonder where I heard that before. And I won't. Let's have a little fun here to round things out. It's been a hell of a show. What a song. What an album. The album changed music history. It's one hell of an album. Anyway, it's still relevant. What is it, 44 years later? I can't even. It's insane. It's insane. It really is. Anyway, we thank the folks out there. Thanks, when you really thank somebody, you want to thank them. It's plural.
We got him again. Four words. He screwed up four words. He's slipping.
We're well over 20. Where are we at now? We're coming up on 25,000 words. Anyway. Hey, Clyde, go spray some with Clorox, you dope.
Thanks to the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. You're our punk rockers out there, man, helping us keep our lights on. We appreciate it. God save the pain. Because without you, I don't know where we'd be. So we keep thanking you and you keep trying to promote these platforms, because without them, I wouldn't be behind the mic right now. I'd be doing something else. And for right now, this is where I want to be. I think we're doing a good job with the videos, Pain After Dark, Hot Wire, Pain in the Morning, the videos on the platforms. But more importantly, what I said, the intel that's being swapped, it's like an intel community. It's just, people are, and they're getting tools to help them navigate this insanity, these tyrants. It's worth its weight in gold. I mean, and to be honest with you, I use the intel myself. Follow up on, it's like having a bunch of producers feed us information. And as the Sex Pistols say, no future for you. Is that, that's the way the government, that's what they think. So you need to counter that. You need to make some decisions based on truth and honesty as a baseline and a foundation for how to circumnavigate these maniacs. So we thank the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit for helping us keep the lights on. And come on over, man. We're looking for a couple smart people. That's it. Is that you? That's a question for yourself to answer. There's one way to find out. Take care and God bless you. One.